In the stillness of this moment, we bow our hearts in repentance. We admit our human nature, our tendency to err, to stumble, to wander off the righteous path laid before us. We acknowledge the times we've chosen our own will, our own desires, over the divine wisdom of our Creator. This is our human frailty, our human condition. Yet in this moment, we turn back, we return to the fold. We express a sincere desire for forgiveness, a longing for reconciliation with our Maker. We recognize that we are prodigal sons and daughters, wayward children who have strayed but now seek to return home. In the words of the psalmist, we cry out, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." Psalm 51 verses 1 and 2. This is our plea, our heartfelt cry for mercy, for cleansing, for renewal. We are not naive. We understand the gravity of our transgressions, the weight of our sins, yet we also know the boundless love of our God, the infinite mercy of our Father. We believe in His promise, His assurance that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We trust in His grace, His undeserved favor. We believe in His love, a love that sent His only begotten Son to redeem us, to restore us, to reconcile us back to Him. This is the foundation of our faith, the cornerstone of our belief. So, in this moment of quiet reflection, we lay bare our souls. We expose our weaknesses, our failures, our sins. We hold nothing back, we hide nothing away. We come to Him as we are, flawed and broken, yet hopeful and expectant. We lay down our sins at your feet, knowing that your mercy is greater than our transgressions. This is our cry for forgiveness, our plea for mercy, our desire for a renewed relationship with our God. This is our heartfelt prayer. With humble hearts, we embrace your unwavering mercy. As we stand in the light of your love, we are reminded of the boundless mercy you bestow upon us. We are humbled by your grace, Lord, for we are but wayfarers in this world, often faltering, often lost. Yet in our weakest moments, you show us the strength of your compassion, the depth of your love. Your word in Ephesians 2, 4-5 tells us, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." This scripture underscores the magnitude of your love and the extent of your mercy. Despite our transgressions, you breathe life into us, lifting us from the shadows of sin into the light of salvation. We are in awe of your mercy, Lord, a mercy that knows no bounds, a mercy that is as vast as the universe, a mercy that envelops us like the warmest of embraces. Your mercy is not merely a concept, it is a reality that transforms lives, a reality that brings hope to the hopeless and strength to the weak. We are deeply grateful for the forgiveness you offer us. It is a gift beyond measure, a treasure beyond compare. You promise us a fresh start, a new chapter, a chance to right our wrongs and make amends. This promise brings us comfort, it brings us peace. It reminds us that, in your eyes, we are more than our mistakes, more than our past. In your mercy, we find the courage to forgive ourselves, to let go of our guilt, our shame, our regrets. We find the strength to move forward, to grow, to evolve. We find the freedom to live our lives in accordance with your will, to serve you with all our heart, all our soul, all our might. In your mercy, we find the freedom to begin anew. Now we humbly ask for your divine wisdom, O Lord. There is a profound recognition in our hearts that we are not sufficient on our own. We are like vessels in the vast ocean of life, tossed by the waves of uncertainty, needing your guidance to navigate the storms. It's in these moments, dear Father, that we feel the weight of our limitations and the reality of our need for you. We realize that our understanding is finite, our perspective is limited, and our wisdom is flawed. You, on the other hand, are infinite in understanding, limitless in perspective, and flawless in wisdom. It is your wisdom we seek, Lord, to illuminate our path and guide our steps. As we turn to your word, we are reminded of the promise in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. What a comforting assurance it is to know that you, our God, are willing and ready to grant us wisdom generously, without reproach. You do not withhold wisdom from us, nor do you rebuke us for lacking it. Instead, you invite us to ask, promising to give freely and abundantly. Our daily lives are filled with decisions, big and small, that shape our existence and affect those around us. We need your wisdom, Lord, to make choices that reflect your will, to discern truth from falsehood, to navigate complexities, and to pursue righteousness. We need your wisdom to understand your word, to apply it in our lives, and to share it with others. In our pursuit of wisdom, we are not merely seeking knowledge or understanding, we are seeking you, Lord, for you are the source of all wisdom. In knowing you, we gain wisdom, in seeking you, we find understanding. We long for your wisdom to permeate our thoughts, guide our actions, and shape our lives. In your wisdom, we find the path to righteousness. It is in your wisdom, dear Lord, that we find direction, clarity, and meaning. We trust that as we seek your wisdom, you will guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. We implore you to endow us with discernment, the ability to distinguish right from wrong. As we journey through life, the path can often seem obscured, a labyrinth of choices that can lead us astray. This is where discernment comes into play. Discernment, in its divine essence, is the capacity to perceive the subtle differences between truth and deception, between the holy and the profane. It is a gift that allows us to make decisions that align with God's will, steering us away from pitfalls and towards the light of His truth. Think of discernment as a compass, guiding us through the wilderness of life. Just as a mariner relies on his compass to navigate the vast and unpredictable sea, so too do we require discernment to traverse the complexities of our lives. Without it, we are like a ship adrift, vulnerable to the whims of the current and the destructive force of the storm. The Bible speaks volumes about the importance of discernment. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 14, it is written, "But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." This scripture underscores the value of discernment in our spiritual growth. It is not merely about choosing between right and wrong, it's about cultivating a deep, intuitive understanding that enables us to recognize the presence of God in our lives. Discernment is not an innate ability, it is a skill honed through constant practice and prayer. It is a divine tool, a gift from God, that empowers us to discern between the voices that call us, to distinguish the whisper of God from the clamor of the world. So we ask for discernment. We seek it with open hearts, with humility and earnestness. We ask for the wisdom to know the difference between truth and falsehood, between the divine and the worldly. We ask for the courage to make decisions that reflect our faith, decisions that lead us closer to our Creator. With your discernment, we navigate the complexities of life. In wisdom and discernment, we see the manifestation of your divine power. Imagine standing at the edge of a vast ocean, the waves crashing against the shore, the salt air filling your lungs. This is the depth and breadth of God's wisdom and discernment. It is vast, it is deep, and it surpasses all human understanding. Wisdom is more than just knowledge, it is the application of knowledge, an understanding of what is true, right, and lasting. It is the ability to make judgments that are both wise and just. It is not just about knowing what is right, but also doing what is right. Discernment, on the other hand, is the ability to judge well. It is the ability to perceive or recognize something that may not be immediately obvious. It allows us to distinguish between right and wrong, truth and deception. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, we read, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity." This scripture beautifully illustrates the power of wisdom and discernment. It is a divine gift, bestowed upon us by God himself. It is not something we can earn or acquire on our own, but rather something we receive when we walk in integrity and righteousness. With wisdom and discernment, we can navigate the complexities of life. We can make decisions that honor God and align with His purpose for our lives. We can discern truth from deception and choose to walk in the path of righteousness. This is the power of wisdom and discernment. It is a divine tool, a spiritual compass guiding us through the journey of life. It is a manifestation of God's love and care for us, a testament to His desire for us to live fulfilling and purposeful lives. In your wisdom and discernment, we find strength and direction. Today we commit to actively seeking your wisdom and discernment in all aspects of our lives. We acknowledge that this pursuit is not a one-time endeavor, but a lifelong journey. We understand that wisdom and discernment are not just lofty ideals, but are essential tools for navigating the challenges and complexities of our world. To this end, we make a solemn commitment to continually seek wisdom and discernment. We promise to immerse ourselves in your word, to meditate on your teachings, and to seek counsel from those who walk in your ways. As we journey through life, we pledge to ask for your guidance, to listen for your voice, and to align our actions with your will. As the Apostle Paul prayed for the Colossians in Colossians 1:9, we too pray, "We ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives." We echo this prayer today, asking for spiritual wisdom and understanding to permeate our lives. We desire to discern truth from falsehood, to make decisions that reflect your heart, and to live lives that bring you glory. We yearn for wisdom to know when to speak and when to remain silent, when to act and when to wait, when to lead and when to follow. We understand that wisdom and discernment come from you and you alone. As King Solomon wrote in Proverbs 2:6, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." We believe this truth and we rely on your promise. In our pursuit of wisdom, we are not seeking to elevate ourselves or to gain a worldly advantage. Rather, we are striving to deepen our relationship with you, to better serve others, and to make a positive impact in our world. We recognize that this commitment requires humility, patience, and perseverance. But we are confident that with your help, we can grow in wisdom and discernment. In your wisdom and discernment, we seek to honor you in all we do. As we draw to a close, we reflect on the prayer points we have shared, journeyed through a heartfelt plea for forgiveness, an acceptance of divine mercy, a pursuit for wisdom, and the realization of the need for discernment. Each stage of this journey is not just a step, but a leap towards a deeper relationship with our Creator. We began with a cry for forgiveness, recognizing our human frailties and the many times we've fallen short. We've acknowledged that we are not perfect, and in humility, we've sought forgiveness. Repentance is more than just an act. It's a state of the heart, a genuine desire for change. As we continue in this spirit of repentance, we grow closer to God, more in tune with His will, and more aware of His love for us. Then we enter the acceptance of God's mercy. We know that His mercy is new every morning, a fountain that never runs dry. It's a comfort to know that no matter how many times we stumble, God is always ready to pick us up, dust us off, and set us on our path again. His mercy is a testament to His unending love for us, a love that we can always rely on. Our journey then took us to the quest for divine wisdom. Wisdom is more than knowledge. It's the ability to use knowledge rightly. It's the ability to see beyond the surface, to understand the deeper meanings and implications of our actions. We asked God for this wisdom, knowing that it comes only from Him. As James 1:5 reminds us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." Our quest for wisdom naturally led us to discernment. To discern is to distinguish, to separate the wheat from the chaff. It's the ability to make sound judgments, to choose correctly from among alternatives. We sought God's help this, trusting in His promise in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. As we reflect on these points, we're reminded of the scripture in 1 John 5:14, 15. "And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him." This is our assurance of our faith. We've prayed, we've sought, and now we believe. And so we end this journey with a prayer of gratitude, a prayer of faith. Secure in your wisdom and discernment, we face the future with faith and confidence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.